If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Stephen A. Leahy, I was supposed to go to Tim first, but I already plugged you, so we'll start with you, Mr. Excitement. Let's talk taxes. Go ahead.
Well, we won't talk taxes. What we're going to talk about, I'm going to talk about AI. And if anybody listens to this show, and I hope we have regular listeners.
30,000 online?
I'm pretty sure that's true. Then you know that I always talk about 1099s and how the IRS is tracking everything that we do through 1099s. You can't really hide anything. You know, they know. It used to take them 3 or 4 years to figure something out, but now it's a month or 2 months because AI. They match, right? They match your 1099s with your tax return, instantaneous. And so I thought, well, wow, how can I help people do, you know, with that? And so now we can use AI to use that same information to help the homeowner or the business owner, just like the IRS does, and make it and insulate them from the IRS. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're trying to do. I have my new book is called FightBackNow.com, Freedom Through Preparation. So if you own a business, you think, well, how can I avoid IRS problems? Now, I don't want to. If you have IRS problems, and that's really the focus of my business, I help people who have IRS.
So Steve
problems.
Is encouraging everybody to get into IRS tax challenges,
well,
so you can help them.
Actually, what I'm trying to do is because I help people with tax problems, I've learned how to avoid them. Right, that would be the big thing.
Well, you were saying driving down, I was awake because I was driving, and
well, you almost killed me that one time on that.
Well, it was on your side. That's why I turned left. If they were going to T-bone me, would have T-boned you, and I'm covered with insurance. It's fine. So now if we were going to turn right, I wanted to take in the turn. You had mentioned somebody who had retired, struck it, hit it big, bought some stock,
yeah,
crushed it, made the mistake of selling it, took the tax hit, and now is sitting there. What are they going to do? And you're helping them now.
And people really don't realize. I mean, if you're not a regular investor and you've made some money, you don't. If you sell and then you rebuy stock, that's a taxable event. You're going to have to pay capital gains on that. And people don't. If you're not a regular investor, you don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you cause yourself tax problems. How do you fix that? And that's first thing you got to do. And I tell people, anybody with some debt problems, whether it's the IRS, whether it's the SBA, because the SBA is going after a lot of people, the Small Business Administration, right? During COVID, they gave out those loans, $150,000, $250,000. They were just giving them away.
Yep.
And now,
no verification at all.
No. You just said, hey, someone that called you, say, hey, you want $150,000? Yeah. Where do I sign? And so now they're coming after people, right? And so and they have, that's the power of the government.
You had found that they weren't supposed to see. I was paying attention driving down. That they weren't supposed to. They were supposed to hold up, cease and desist all taxes and penalties on money owed to the IRS during COVID.
Penalties and interest.
I'm sorry, penalties and interest. During COVID, yeah. And you found during your amazing research that the IRS didn't pause on a lot of our listeners, and you've got over 120 right now in queue of your clients getting ready to go and petition the IRS, and that ends this July.
July 10th. And that's the statute of limitations about when you can apply for this to get your refund. But if you don't apply by July 10th, and this gets complicated, and I don't know how much time.
No, you got 3 minutes. Just simplify it. Okay. Yeah.
So this is a court case came down and said, "Hey, IRS, you had an emergency. You can't charge penalties and interest." But they just kept doing it. I have some clients, several $100,000 in penalties. And so now we have to apply for that. Right?
So just to be clear, I'm just trying to simplify it. You owe the IRS taxes and penalties prior to March of 2020 when COVID hit in full force, right? Mm-hmm. We all thought we were going to die. The government kicked in to keep the economy going. And then mandates were passed, for lack of a better term, that the IRS has to pause all, you know, put it on pause. You still owed the money to the IRS, but the penalty and the interest would stop right then until we got through the COVID crisis.
Exactly.
And then at the end, everything kicked back on.
Exactly.
And you're saying, just to paraphrase, if you owed the IRS penalties and interest during the COVID period, there's a very good chance that the IRS did not stop charging you taxes and penalties during that three-year period of time, whatever it was, and just charged you all the way through, and you're owed a refund on that money. Because if they kept charging you through it, it's a greater amount during the 3 years you accumulated. So when you got through it, it kept accumulating, and you're sitting at 2026, and you still owe more money. How'd I do?
I couldn't have done it better.
You're welcome.
That's really good.
That's why I'm here.
But that's it's so important, right? And if you had penalties and interest at that time, you should probably call me and ask me about it, right? And you only have we have a very small window now to go through.
And this isn't only in the Chicagoland area. This is you are an attorney that you could handle the entire country, because I'm seeing zip codes come in. Hey, I'm out in California. I'm up in Oregon. I'm on a vacation in Mexico. I don't know where they live, but I don't recognize, you know, the area codes. It doesn't matter, right? I mean, we're booming all over the place here on WGNDavid.com. So if you're in the United States and you had a small business and you owe the IRS money, some of our listeners have no clue that it kept going and accruing, yes, they should contact you.
Absolutely. And because now it could be that down the road, another court overturns it, and it's not, you don't get the money. But if you don't apply, you'll never get the money. And so you got to get in front of it and at least put your claim in and say, hey, IRS, you shouldn't have done that. Again, it could turn over, but if it doesn't, then you've just lost all that money.
All right. If our listeners want more information, and where do they go to call to say, hey, where do I go to send you my information to see if I'm due a refund, or if they drilled me during those 2-3 year period during COVID when it should have been on pause?
I'm always happy to talk to people and answer questions. Call me at 312-664-6649, or go to fightbacknow.com, get a copy of my book at fightbacknow.com, and then I'll get your name and address, because I have to send it to you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Tim Stearns from TJ Stearns should have been on this segment. I apologize.
It's okay. My 96-year-old mother was counting on it.
That's fine. I'll call her. She's hanging on. Well, let's hope she makes it.
Now she has tax information.
Yes. Yes.
Make sure you can make it another 2.5 minutes through the next break.
That's morbid, but go ahead.
Well, you brought it up. All right. I'm just adding another log. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. And the 630 texter, thanks for listening. We appreciate your positive encouragement and feedback. We'll be back after these messages.